All right, let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this beautiful resurrection day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天这个美好的复活的清晨来感谢你。
Thank you for the opportunity to worship together.
谢谢你，我们有这种机会一起来敬拜。
Pray that you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, welcome, and we will
欢迎大家
cut a little short today.
今天要短一点。
We are looking in the epistles of Paul.
我们在看保罗书信。
At what it means to be holy.
圣洁意味着什么？
And last week I gave you the definition that we're using for this, to be holy is simply to be like Christ.
上个星期呢，我给大家一个简单的定义，圣洁就意味着像基督。
And we made a list of characteristics of Jesus' life on earth.
我们就列出来耶稣在地上的时候，他的那个生命的特质跟他的一些特征。
And what that looks like for us.
那对我们看起来像什么样呢？
And that is, to me, a very important thing for us to understand, is that he lived a real human life on earth.
对我来讲，很重，让我们理解的很重要的一点，就是他过了一个真正的一个人的生活。
I think for many of us, we just kind of put a halo over Jesus' head when we read about him.
当我们读耶稣的这个生平的时候，常常我们会在头上画的光环，
like in the little children's books, you know,
就像那个
Jesus has a halo over
那个孩子的那个童话书上，耶稣的头顶上有一个光环。
When we put a halo over Jesus's head,
当我们在耶稣的头顶上画一个光环的时候，
and then we look in the mirror and we don't have a halo,
然后我们看看镜子，哎呀，我们什么光环也没有。
We think, oh well, I guess that's not really me.
然后我就会说，哦，那大概就意味着。不是像基督不是那么回事儿。
But Paul does something much different.
但是保罗所说的可是不同。
Paul says, read the Gospels.
保罗说，你们去读福音书。
That's how Jesus lived.
那就耶稣就是这样生活的。
On a daily basis.
是一个日常生活。
And then,
然后
copy that, live that way.
然后呢，你们就照着这样来生活。
That's where we started last week.
那就是我们上个星期开始的。
But Paul doesn't say, and this is what I want to emphasize today.
今天我想强调的就是保罗没有说。
Paul doesn't say.
保罗没有说。
Copy that by trying really, really hard.
你们就非常努力的去复制，就是去效法耶稣这样。
Every morning you've got to get up and say, "What would Jesus do? I'm going to do it."
每天早上你就起来说，耶稣是怎么做的，我也一定要做到。
Because by breakfast time,
因为到早餐的时候，你可能就垂头丧气了。
Instead, Paul says something much more simple.
但是其实保罗说的是更简单的，非常。
And that is this.
他是这样的。
Through the Holy Spirit, Christ lives in you.
靠着圣灵，耶稣住在你里边，借着圣，所以就让圣灵来工作。
Just remind yourself daily.
每天
remind yourself daily.
每天提醒你自己。
He lives in me.
他住在我里边。
I'm his.
我属于他。
And let that work itself out.
让这个来在你里边活出来，行出来。
And so we're going to look at how Paul shows us that today.
然后我们今天来看保罗是如何来描述讲述这一切的。
And I wanted to start by telling you about a friend of mine in college.
我先给你们讲一个我大学的一个朋友的故事。
I've changed his name to Tommy for the sake of telling the story.
因为我讲故事，把他的名字改一下，叫做 Tommy。
But he's a real person.
但是他是一个真的有这么一个人。
He lived across the hall from me in my college dorm.
在那个大学宿舍里，他就跟我那个过道的对面住。
And Tommy determined at some point early in college, I want to be a holy person.
然后 Tommy 在刚上大学初期，他就觉得说，他下定决心说，我要成为一个圣洁的人。
And I watched Tommy for about 3 years.
那我就观察他三年。
As he went from one extreme to the other extreme.
他就常常的是从一个极端走到另外一个极端。
And back.
然后又回来。
And back.
然后反正就在这两个极端之间。这样子晃来晃去的
Never finding a simple Christ-like pattern of life.
他从来都没有发现一个简单的就是像基督的这样的一个生活方式。
I remember at one point,
我记得有一次
Tommy had decided that the key to a holy life was self-discipline.
然后呢这 Tommy 就觉得说要有一个圣洁生活的这个关键之处就是要自律。
That was a very annoying stage in his
那在他的这个生活中是一个非常令人一个烦扰的阶段。
Because I would start to go down to the cafeteria for dinner.
我要去吃晚饭了，去餐厅里。
Tommy, you're going to come? No, I'm fasting.
然后我就说 Tommy, 我们去吃饭吗？他说嗯，我在进食。
I would wake up in the morning and I could hear him in his room praying loudly.
我早上一醒来就听着他在他的房间里大声的祷告。
He was trying desperately to discipline himself into a holy life.
他在真的绝望的来训练自己进入一个那个是圣洁的生活。他是非常。
After a few weeks, he became discouraged.
然后这么做了几个星期呢，他就操练了几个星期，他就很灰心了。
There was an area of temptation that Tommy struggled with constantly.
然后有一个方面呢 ，Tommy 呢，他就是不断的有一个试探的方面，他一直在挣扎。
And so sure enough,
然后呢没过多久
see this in his life.
我就看到这样的一个
we had talked about it at the time.
我们有的时候呢我们看到就会跟他聊这一方面
I said, you're struggling with this area again. What's going on?
然后我就说 Tommy 啊你在看到你在这方面又在挣扎那到底是怎么回事
Remember, this is the guy who's been fasting and praying and disciplining himself.
你知道这个人他是在祷告在进食在就是在操练自己在自律自己
And he said to me I realize I've been doing this wrong
他就意识到说哎呀我意识到我做错了
I just need to live by grace
我应该就是靠着恩典来生活
And God will make me holy when he's ready
当神预备好的时候到了时候神就会让我圣洁
And we went from here all the way to the other side
他本来是这个极端进食祷告撑着又跑到另外一边
And Tommy,
然后 Tommy 呢
？No effort, made no effort.
然后 Tommy 就是什么都不做了，一点努力都不做，完全的不管自己。
Back and forth.
然后就这么从这个极端到那个极端。
I remember a one of these television evangelists came to our town.
我记得当时有一个那个电视上的布道家就到了我们的小镇上。
He held a big crusade.
然后他们就有一个很大的这样一个聚会。
And Tommy went.
然后这 Tommy 就去了。
He came home excited.
回来以后就特别兴奋。
He said, "I found the secret."
我找到个秘诀了。
What's that?
我说那是什么
？He said, "I'm going to be filled with the Spirit."
我要被圣灵充满。
I'm going to have a great spiritual gift.
我要有一个那个属灵的很大的属灵恩赐。
And then everything will be great.
然后以后每件事情就没问题了，都很棒。
Different times I tried to say to Tommy what I'm saying this morning, but I didn't know very well at that point how to say it.
然后呢我在不同的时间就想给 Tommy 讲我今天早晨想给大家分享的但那个时候我可能还不知道怎么样更好的来表达
I wish that I had said to him something like this
我希望我当时对他说了一些像这样的话
Gently and kindly
就是温柔的这样子对他说
Tommy would you stop it
Tommy 你能不能停下来不要这样的
Quit trying so hard
不要再这样的非常在这里企图试图去努力
Instead,
而是
spend some time in God's word.
花些时间在神的话语上
Look at Jesus,
你看耶稣仰望耶稣
and just follow.
然后就是跟随他
Because that's what it means to be a disciple.
那就意味着门徒是怎么样的
That's what it means to be like Christ.
那就是意味着如何像耶稣像基督
The reason...This is so important to me is this.
这一点对我来讲这么重要是因为
The last conversation I had with Tommy a few years ago, I called him.
那我最后一次跟 Tommy 我们俩谈话是几年之前我给他打电话
And Tommy has decided that this whole thing of religion changing your life is just rubbish.
然后这个 Tommy 就觉得这个所谓的这个信仰上能够改变你的生命这一切都是垃圾
He said, I tried that.
他说我都试过了
You know I tried it
你知道我努力过了
It doesn't work for me
对我来讲这个行不通。
He said, I'm glad it helped you. Good for you.
我很高兴这个帮了你，对你有用。
But it's not for me.
但是却不对我没用。
When we don't understand what it means to be Christ-like and to walk this path,
当我们不明白说像基督是怎么样的，而且行在这条路上，
we either, it seems to me,
对我来看，我们一或者是
we either give it up completely and say, well, it doesn't work,
或者就是完全的放弃，说哎呀，这个根本行不通的，
or we live a constantly frustrated life,
或者我们就是过一个持续就是一直活在这种非常令人灰心丧气的生活之中。
One writer I like describes Christian lives this way.
有一我很喜欢的有一个作者，他这样来描述基督徒的生活，我很喜欢。
He said many Christians have settled for a life of quiet desperation.
他说很多基督徒最后就安于这种就是沉默的无声的绝望当中。
They just settled with the fact.I'm never going to be Christ-like.
他们就最后好像就安于这种现状，说我永远也不会像基督。
Don't really know why.
我不知道为什么。
I'm not going to give up on being a Christian.
我不会放弃说我不再信，我不再成，我不再是基督徒了。
They don't do like my friend Tommy.
他不像我的朋友 Tommy.
Instead, they just settle into quiet desperation.
他们最后就是活在这种无声的那种。绝望当中
，never really satisfied。
对他们的基督徒生活，永远也没有说很满意。
Never giving up completely。
没有完全的放弃。
So。
所以。
Today and probably next week。
今天可能跟下一次。
I want to look at where I think some balance in Paul between those two extremes that I saw in Tommy's life.
然后呢，就是在我看到了 Tommy 的这个生活中呢，看到保罗给我们一个比较平衡的一个。
And I'm making these in a series of statements.
那我是有一个在我的那个书那个课
本里边 That has to go together.
有一些那个大纲。
The first pair is this.
这两个，这是两点，那这两点就是正反面都要在一起的，不能说只强调一面，不强调另外一面。第一点是
You have been made.
第一个呢是你们
or I could just say you are holy
第一个就是你们是已经被神
we read
神使你们成为圣洁上个星期我们看到
Paul writes to who?
哥林多前书保罗给谁写信呢
to the what's he call them?
他称他们是什么呢
this is your pop quiz over last week
这是现在的小测验上个星期保罗称哥林多教会的人是什么呢
To the saints.
圣徒
And I told you last week that the word saints means a person who is holy.
圣徒上个星期我们讲过圣徒就是圣洁的人
Now if you went home and read through 1 Corinthians,
如果你回家去读哥林多前后书
you say, wait a minute, these don't sound like saints.
这些人听起来可不像圣徒啊
But he calls them saints.
但是保罗称呼他们为圣徒
And he's not simply making up that name so he can slap them.
他不是说就给他们就这么叫他们一下然后就可以鞭打他们就可以抽打他们他真的是这么想的也是意味着这个
You go to Ephesians
你到以弗所书信
calls them saints
保罗称以弗所教会圣徒
And then he says by the way there's some things you need to change
然后他说顺便说一下有些东西你们要改变
Philippians saints
以弗腓立比教会圣徒
something to changeColossians, saints, and a whole lot to change.
圣徒，你有很多要改变。
Paul does two things over and over.
保罗有两件事情不断的在讲。
You have been made holy.
第一个，你们已经成为被神使你们成为圣洁。
You are being made holy.
你们被成为圣洁，就是神使你们成为圣洁。
In other words, you are a saint.
换句话说，你们就是圣徒。
And you are being made a saint.
你也正在被神建造成为圣徒。
It's both something that God has already done in you.
是神已经在你里面所做成的。
And it is something that He is doing in you.
是也是神正在你里面所做的。
My friend Tommy thought.
我的朋友 Tommy 就觉得。
Once you can say this first sentence.
一旦你可以说的第一句话就是神已经使我成为圣洁
You're done
那你就 这工作就完成了。
Now you just wait to die and go to heaven.
然后你就等着死了去上天堂。
And so every time he found that there was still something to be changed because he is being made holy.
他每次发现说他有些东西需要改变，因为也刚才我们说的，神已经使你们圣洁，神也正在使你们成为圣洁。
He got very frustrated.
那他就很灰心丧气。
If Paul were teaching this class,
如果是保罗在这儿教这门课的话
be a much better class.
那第一个呢，这课肯定会更好更棒的。
But second, you wouldn't be able to understand it because he was speaking Greek.
第二个大家可能也不明白，因为他讲的是希腊语或者亚兰语。
So lucky for you, it's just me.
所以呢，还是很幸运你们，还是我给你们讲，起码能听懂。
But if Paul were teaching this class, he might ask you this question.
如果是保罗是老师的话，他可能会问大家这个问题。
How many of you are spiritually perfect?
你们有多少人在属灵上是完全的？ You scare me.
Nobody's gonna raise your hand.
没有人举手吗？只有你，恩利，只有老师举手了。只有理查德跟保罗举手。保罗会说。
Next question: How many of you are believers?
多少人我们都是信主的人
say,
然后他就会
I asked, Are you perfect? Keep your hand up.
当我说问你们是不是已经完全了你们都 继续举着手
Then if you raised your hand,
如果你举起来手
he would have said,
保罗会说
There's no right answer to the question, in other words, is what I'm getting ready to show you.
他就说对我要给你讲的这个其实是正确答案
Yes, I'm perfect.
也许你说我是
完全的 he would have said, You have no more growth to make.
然后保罗就会说难道你就不需要更加成长吗那就把
它放下 Philippians chapter 3
在腓立比书第三章
Paul gives his own testimony
保罗讲了他自己的一个他自己的见证
verse 12
第十二节
not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect
这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了
verse 12 Paul saysI am not yet perfect.
在十二节，保罗说：“我还没有完全。”
And I'm sorry to do this because I don't like to try to use a Greek word in here, but I have to show you what happens here.
哦，对不起，我这个必须要讲一个，我不喜欢用希腊语，但是呢，我在这里必须得用这个希腊词。
The word he uses is telios.
在这里，他用这个完全的词是一个 telios， 是表示完全的。
Now go down to verse.
纯全完全但是我们再来看第十五节三
And he
三章十五节
Those of us who are already telios
他说所以我们中间凡是完全人这里这个完全的用的又是 telios
Now in Chinese does it use the same word both places?
Yes
Oh wonderful
Depend on which version you use I think
okay.
the Union
version
is the same
Bible is better than English here.
所以现在，因为中文在这个完全的这个词十二十五用了同一个词。
Because the English translators were embarrassed by the fact that Paul says in verse 12, "I'm not perfect," and then in verse 15 he says, "I'm already perfect."
因为英文呢，他觉得好像说，哎，我在十二节说我不完全，到十五节又说我完全，所以他换了一个词。
So they translate it perfect up here. I'm not perfect.
所以在十二节他们用的是完全这个词。
And then down here they translate it mature.
在十五节，他是翻译成那个就是成熟。
But Paul says the same word both times.
但是实际上十二节跟十五节在保罗的原文里是同一个词。
Okay, you've got one. Okay, okay. Here's why.
为什么呢？
I think Paul is saying this.
我想保罗说的是这样的。
I have been made holy.
我已经
That's what this
神使我成为圣洁。
I have arrived. I've come. I have not come. Sorry. 12. I have not yet come to the goal.
我还没有到达那个目标。我已经神已经使我成为圣洁，但是我还没有达到那个目标。
But then he says.
然后他接着说。
Yes, I'm on the path to it.
但是我在这个达到这个完全的这个途径上，这个路，这个轨道上。
Anybody in here play golf?
我们中间有人打高尔夫球没
？Okay. If you play golf,
如果你是打高尔夫球的话
，and you hit or whatever you do in golf,
不管你做什么
，a hole in one,
就是一杆进洞。
Perfect, right?
那是一个，那是一个完非常完美的一击，对吧
？At what point? did you make a perfect swing?
那你是在哪一点上打了一个完全美的一击呢？
When the hole or when you swung?
是那个球到了洞里边呢，还是当你击球的时候
？When you swung,
当你击球的时候
，you have hit a hole in one.
当你击球的时候，其实你打的那一击就是一杆进洞的一击。
I don't know golf, so I don't know if hitting is the right word there, but if not, just forget it. When you swing, you have hit a hole in one.
当你那个击球的时候，那个其实是一个完全完美的一击。
But that ball has a long ways to go before it drops in the hole, and you have a hole in one.
但是那个球呢，要在空中飞很久，最后落到那个洞里，才是一个一杆进洞。
Paul says,
保罗说
I'm not in the hole yet.
我还没有到达那个洞里边。
But I'm already headed.
但是我就是在去那个洞的这个轨道上，这个路途中。
This is important for our daily Christian life.
这对我们每日的基督徒生活是很重要的。
Because.
因为。
Go to Hebrews.
让我们来吧，看希伯来书。
Chapter ten.
希伯来书第十章。
Writer of Hebrews says this.
希伯来书的作者这么说。
We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. Hebrews 10, verse 10.
我们靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
In other words,
换句话说
Jesus has already done that.
耶稣已经成就了。
The rest of this section, he's talking about Good Friday, Easter.
然后在后边呢，第十章其实这个就讲到圣诞日跟复活节。
He says the priest stood at the offering every day, making daily sacrifice.
他说祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物。
Sacrifices that really could not take away sin.
这个祭物永不能除罪。
But Christ offered for a single sacrifice for all time.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭。
And then I love how he says this.
我很喜欢他后面怎么说。
After he made this sacrifice.
在他做了献了以后呢。
He sat down.
就在神的右边坐下了。
He sat down at the right hand of God.
他在神的右边坐下了。
And that phrase is a wonderful phrase. Because what does it mean that he sat down?
那坐下了这个词很棒。那坐下了意味着什么呢？
You're cooking, you're working hard, and you sit down. What's that mean?
你做饭，你肯工作，然后接着你坐下，意味着什么
？It means it's done. You're finished.
意味着你做完了。
You've accomplished the work, and now you can sit down.
你就成就了，你的工都做完了，所以现在你可以坐下。
In Hebrews, he says this, and I love this imagery.
我很喜欢他这样一个描述。
The priest never got to sit down.
祭司呢是天天站着，从来坐不能坐下。
Every day they have to do a sacrifice again.
每天他们都要再献上一样的祭物。
But Christ did the sacrifice.
但是呢，基督却献一次的献祭。
He said it is finished.
他说成就了，成了。
And then he sat down.
然后他就做完了，就坐下了。
It's done.
这个是已经成就的事。
And from then on, it says in verse 13,
从那时候开始。
Waiting from that time until his enemies were made.
他说，从此就等候他的仇敌成了他的脚凳。
Paul says.
保罗说。
Writer Hebrews says.
希伯来书的作者也说。
It's all over.
都结束了。
He sat down.
他现在坐下了。
And he's just waiting for Revelation.
他就在等着这个启示录。
When all his enemies are going to be made a footstool.
他所有的敌人都被放在他的脚下做脚凳。
But he's not worried.
但是他一点都不担心
He's sitting down.
他就坐下了
He's waiting because he knows it's done.
他就在那等着因为他知道已经都成就了都结束了
I used to become a person who I used to be a person who worried greatly about politics and national events and all of those
然后我过去曾经是一个就是为了这个政治啊还有这个国家的这个议题啊我曾经是很担心的一个人
And someone asked me to teach a class on Revelation.
然后就有一个有人让我教一教这个启示录。
I never taught it.
我从来没有教过。
But I studied for.
但是我就开始学。
And by the time I finished studying to teach that class,
当我就是教完那门课的时候
，I was able not to worry about the news.
我就不再为新闻担心了。
Because Revelation says.
因为启示录告诉我们。
The same thing is what this verse says.
就是这句话里面所说的。
His enemies are going to become a footstool.
这个仇敌会成了耶稣的脚凳。
And a footstool is no threat.
这个脚凳对我们可没啥威胁。
You put his feet up on.
就把你的脚放上去。
He isn't worried.
耶稣一点都不担心。
So I don't have to worry.
所以我也不需要担心。
That doesn't mean everything's going to be easy.
那不意味着每件事情都很容易。
In fact, Revelation says,
在启示录里说
是说 it's really hard.
会很艰难。
Really hard.
是真正的很艰难。
It's going to hurt.
会很不难受。
But at the end,
但是在最后结尾的时候，最后的时候，
he's going to win.
他会赢。
I've been reading this year through the Lord of the Rings again.
今年呢，我又在读这个《指环王》那本书。
If it offends you for a pastor to read fiction, please forgive me.
如果你们觉得牧师读小说让你们感觉有点被冒犯，那就请原谅。
But I love that trilogy, and here's one reason.
我很喜欢那个《指环王》的三部曲，之所以是这样。
At the end,
在最后的时候
，It's going to end up okay, right?
最后结尾是好的，是没事的。
But there's a whole lot of spots through there that it doesn't look like it's going to end up okay.
然后在中间发生了很多事情，你好像看着不会说最后是这样的一个结尾。
But it's gonna be okay.
但是最后是没事的。
And I love the scene where I think it's Bilbo Baggins.
我记得里边那个英文怎么说，就是里边的那个 Bilbo 那个。
He wakes up and he says, "Is everything sad going to come untrue?"
他说。有一天是不是所有的这一些令人难过的事情都变得不真实？
I love how Tolkien puts that. Because,
然后我又喜欢那个托尔金他怎么讲的
？Good things becoming true, coming true.
他说是好的事情，美好的事情会成为真实现实。
But he reads it going in reverse, and he says, "Is everything sad going to come untrue?"
他不是说是不是每件的美好的事情都会成为真实？他是反过来说，他说每件令人难过的事情都会消失，都会好像不是那么回事，不是真实的。
If we really in our daily life understand Hebrews 10:13,
如果我们在我们每日的生活中真的是了解，真的是抓住了希伯来书的第十章第十三节的话
，we're able to live in peace.
我们就可以。在平安中生活
We don't have to get all bent out of shape every time God's enemies do something wrong.
我们每次看神的仇敌做一些那种坏事、恶事的时候，我们就不会说啊很紧张。
We're willing to stand for truth.
我们要为真理而站立。
We're willing to realize there will be tough times.
我们会认识到说会有艰难的日子。
But we also know He's sitting down.
但是我们也知道说他坐下了。
Waiting for the day when his enemies become his footstool.
在等着他的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
But then verse 14 is where I want to be today.
但是今天的十四节是我要。
By this single offering, the offering he made on Good Friday.
因为他一次献祭，就是在受难日，好星期五所献的祭。
He has perfected for all time.
他叫那。被分别为圣的人永远得以完成。
That's the first sentence.
这第一个就说，便叫那得以成
圣的。He made us holy.
首先，他让我们成圣。
He has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified, being made holy.
就是那些已经分别得以成圣的人呢，永远完全。
Do you see it?
你看到了吗
？He says.He has done this. It's already done.
首先他说他已经成就了，他已经成就了一切。他已经让他们永远的完全了。
Who has he made holy for all time?
他让谁是永远的完全呢
？Those who are being made holy.
就是那些得以成圣的人。
That is incredibly important for our daily life.
对我们的日常生活来讲，这个是非常的重要，难以置信的重要。
If we miss this,
如果我们没有理解到
这一点 if all we see is the second part,
如果我们看到的都是第二点，就是说
we think, okay, there's a whole lot I need to do.
然后我们看到第二点，就是说我们正在被
this ladder of righteousness that I have to climb.
就是神正在使我们成为圣洁，我们忘了神已经使我们成为圣洁，我们得爬这个。
And every day I'm checking, am I a little further than I was yesterday?
然后每天我就检查说，哎，我是不是比昨天更近目标了
？No, I don't think so.
然后我不觉得是这样。
We become discouraged.
然后我们就觉得灰心丧气。
And the whole Christian life becomes this heavy, heavy burden of, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. Oops, I forgot this.
然后我们这个基督徒的生活就成了一个很大的重担，就成了说，哎呀，我得做这个，我得做那个，哎呀，我又忘了做那样。
Anybody ever lived there?
有人过去曾经生那样的生活吗？
It's a pretty miserable place to live.
那是一个令人很难受的一个生活的一个方式。
Right?
是不是的？
But if we forget the importance of this one,
但是如果我们忘记了是神使我们成为圣洁。
The second, I'm sorry.
第一个，第二点就是神正在使我们成为圣洁。如果我们忘记这个，
one,
如果我们
we think it's all up to us,
如果我们只记得说
constant frustration,
是神让我们使我们成为圣洁，全在我们自己努力。
If we forget the second one,
我们就会很灰心丧气。但是如果我们忘记神正在使我们成为圣洁。
Now I know I'm not doing what God wants me to do.
然后我们就说，哦，神没有，我知道我没有做到神要我做。
He's already said I'm holy. That doesn't really matter.
所以神已经说我已经是圣洁了，所以这个我怎么生活不重要，没关系。
And I can't find my Bible anymore. I think it's buried under dust.
我都找不到我的圣经，因为圣经不知道在哪个地方藏着呢。
Doesn't really matter. I'm already holy.
蒙灰啊，但是这没关系，读不读圣经没啥关系，因为神已经使我成为圣洁了。
One may, if we forget this one.
如果我们放弃第一点的话，
we become a frustrated Christian.
如果我们忘记是神使我们成为圣洁，我们会
成为一个很灰心丧气的基督徒。
但是如果我们忘记神正在使我们成为圣洁，我们就成为懒惰的基督徒。
But together,
但这两点结合在一起，
we can live in Philippians 3.
我们就可以活在腓立比书第三章。
God has already made me what he wants me to be.
神已经让我成为他要我成为的样子。
And
同时
he is making me what he wants me to be.
他也正在使我成为他要我成为的样子。
Here's what this will look like in your life.
那在你的生活中会看着像怎么样呢？
You living as a Christ-like person today.
你今天过了一个像基督的生活，
look,
像基督的人。
Did a year ago because you've grown, you're more mature.
然后你跟你去年相比，你已经是有不同，因为你在成长。
5 years from now,
然后又从今天过五年之后，
your Christ-like behavior and attitude,
你像基督的那种行为跟你的态度又
will look different than they do today, because you have grown more.
因为你已经成长的更多。
But at every step of that process,
但是在这个过程中的每一步，
you can be happy.
你都可以就是喜乐。
Because today,
因为今
天 you are what Christ wants you to be.
因为今天你就是成为耶稣基督想你成为的样子。
That golf ball that has been hit to a hole in one.
就是那个完美的一击，一杆进洞的那高尔夫球被打出来之后。
Doesn't have to keep worrying as it's flying along. I wonder if I'm on the right trajectory.
然后呢？
Just keeps going the way that we can.
然后那高尔夫球不用再来担心说，哎呀，我是不是在这个正确的轨道上？他已经在去那个洞的轨道上。
I used to teach piano.
我过去就教钢琴。
Cute little kid would come in.
然后那小朋友就过来。
And we would learn a simple little piece.
我们刚开始学的是，就会讲那个学那个最简单的曲子。
They would practice until they could do da 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 da.
他们就开始练了，就可以弹出来那个莫扎特的那首曲子。
And I would say to them.
然后我就对他们说
，Oh, that's perfect.
说真是完美呀。
Right?
是不是？
They did everything right. They played the right notes. They played the right rhythm, and they didn't fall off the bench. We got it.
然后每个那个音符都是对的，那个节奏也是对的，最后也没有从椅子上掉下来，所以他们弹得很完美。但是呢，有时候我也教那高中学生。
If the high school student played the way that first grader played.
如果这个高中生跟那个一年级的小孩还弹的是一样的话，
I'm not gonna be satisfied.
我不会满意的。
So they learn a Mozart sonata.
他们这时候学的就是那个莫扎特的奏鸣曲。
They practice it.
然后他们就练习。
They study. We work on it.
然后我们就一起在上面努力。
And finally they play it well.
最后他们弹得很好。
And I say what?
我会说什么？
That's perfect.
我说那是完全的，完美的。
They've got the notes. They've got the rhythm. They've got some expression in it.
然后他们不仅是这个音符、这个节奏，而且他们有这个表现力。
But there were students that I taught into college.
然后有的带我教了大学生。
And they came to their senior recital.
他们到他们的那个毕业演奏了。
And if they played a Mozart sonata,
如果他们那时候弹一个莫扎特的奏鸣曲
，the way they played it in high school,
如果跟他们高中的时候弹的一样
，what did I say to them?
那我会对他们怎么说
？You are a lazy, terrible student. What's wrong with you?
你这个懒散的、糟糕的学生，你到底怎么回事啊
？You've got to work.
你应该好好的、好好的努力。
So they would work, and they would practice.
然后他们就好好的努力，就练习。
And they would play it beautifully.
然后在他们的毕业演奏会上，他们就弹得非常的美。
And I would say to them, what?
我会对他们怎么说
？That's perfect.
那是完美的。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
我想让大家看到的是。
Was I lying to them as a first grader?
那对一年级的小孩，我说他们弹得完美，难道我对他们说谎话了吗
？Perfect meant playing that piece.
完美就意味着他们那个曲子就是让他们作为一年级的学生他们所应该弹的水平当他们到了那个高中的时候我对他们说谎了吗这个就是他们弹的完全就是弹的完美就是像一个高中生应该弹的那样子在每一个阶段每一步骤完全就意味着
To hit the goals,
就是你一击打击向那个目标
for that stage,
就是对你那个阶段你是做的完全的
Our church has people who were baptized yesterday.
我们昨天教会有人受洗
And our church has people who were baptized back before they invented rope.
还有人很早以前就受洗了
The life of one is not supposed to look like the other.
这个刚刚受洗的人跟一个受洗很久以前的人，他们的生命看的应该是不同的。
If you are a young believer,
如果你是刚刚信主的
，you should never look at someone who's been a Christian for 50 years and say,、oh, "I'm terrible. I'm not where they are."
然后你不用看着一个已经信主50年的说，哎呀，我太糟糕了，我完全就不是他们那样的。
And
但是同时
if you have been a believer for 20 years,
如果你已经信主是20年了
you should not say, well, I'm further than they are.
你不能心里说，哎呦，我比他们好很多，强很多。
First off, you're saying that you're probably not.
第一点，你这么说，可能你就没有那么好。
But you understand?
你了解吗
？A friend of mine said this to me.
我一个朋友对我说
，He was telling about traveling.
他在讲这个旅行。
And he met someone
碰到一个人
who did a lot of things that he really did not approve of.
做了很多他觉得不赞同的事。
He said, but as I spent a week with this man, I realized God really was blessing his life and his ministry.
但是我就意识到说神真的是祝福了那个人的这个事工跟他的生活。
And he said, when this man prayed, he said, I could see he knew God well.
然后当那个人祷告的时候，我就真的意识到说他真的这个人真的认识神。
And my friend who is kind of a very blunt and sometimes judgmental person.
我的朋友讲话很直，甚至有点感觉有点论断性。
Told me he said I got kind of upset with God.
然后他说我对神有点生气。
This person is doing things that I just think are wrong.
这个人做的一些事情，我觉得都是错的。
And yet God seems to be really blessing him.
但是看起来神却真的在祝福他。
And he said, finally, one morning I started to pray.
然后有一天早上我就开始祷告。
And he said, God,
我说神啊
，Why are you doing this?
你为什么这么做呢
？And he said, that morning God taught me a wonderful lesson.
从那天早上神教了我很棒的一课。
His lesson was this.
这个功课就是
，I am taking every believer.
我带领每一个信主的人。
From where they are right now.
从他们现在所在的位置。
To where I want them to be.
带领他们到我要他们想到的位置。
I am taking that person from where he is.
我把那个人从他原来所在的位置，正在带领他去我要他带他去的地方。
This was the hurtful part.
然后下边呢，就是说，他说让他觉得不舒服的地方。
He said the Holy Spirit said.
然后圣灵对我说，对我跟我说，说 Don.
I'm taking you.
我也在把你带领你。
From where you are.
从你。的地方
to where I want you to.
带领你从你原来在的地方到了我要到你去的地方，因为你也没到达目标，没到达终点呢。
To me, that's a very helpful thing to understand.
对我来讲，那是很有帮助的，去明白的一件事。
Because we become very bad at comparing ourselves to each other.
当我们跟别人比较的时候，我们其实这个是很糟糕的。
No, mentally lining ourselves up.
然后我们在这个好像把自己都心。
And well, you know, I'm not up here, but at least I'm ahead of Richard.
我还没到那一步，但是起码我比那个谁谁谁强。
I'm sorry, Richard. But since you didn't drown yesterday, I feel okay.
因为昨天老拿比他哥做弟兄做这个例子。
But you understand?
你了解吗？
That's not God's purpose for us at all.
那根本不是神对我们的心意，让我们把自己排一排。
Instead, it is for every one of us to say.
而是对我们每个人来说。
God,
神啊，
You have made me holy.
你已经使我成为圣洁。
I have no idea why you did. I didn't deserve it.
我不知道你为什么要这样做，我也不配。
Certainly it was nothing that I earned.
也更不是说我赢得的，我赚得的。
But God,
但是啊，
to my amazement,
让我令我惊奇的是，
you changed my life.
你在改变我的生命。
And so if I go to Sunday school this week and the teacher says, are you perfect? I'm going to raise my hand.
所以上主日学，如果老师问我说你是不是完全了，我要举手。
Because.I'm living the way you called me to live.
因为我在按照你呼召我的方式来生活。
And you say,
然后你说
That's tedious.
那个神，你说那个是圣洁，那是完全的。
But then you can continue that prayer.
但是你可以继续你的祷告。
God,
说神呐、
啊、I know there are areas in my life.
我知道在我生命的一些方面
that aren't where you want to make me.
还不是，就是我还没有到达你要我成为的样子。
And so today,
所以今天
however you accomplish that,
不管你怎么来成就 我会让你来改变我。
If you show me something you want to change, I'm not going to despair. I'm not going to go all the way back to the beginning and feel, oh, I'm a failure.
如果你向我展示了一些你需要我改变的方面，我不会回到起初说，哇，我太糟糕了，我的。
I'm just going to say,
我就会继续说
okay, God.
神呐、啊，好的。
You want me to change your
side? 你想我这方面改变？
You'll have to help me. You'll have to do it.
你必须得做，你要帮助我。
But I'll cooperate.
但是我会跟你，我会合作。
The Christian life, man.
所以这样基督徒的生活
avoids the danger of this kind of frustration.
就避免了一方面呢，是很容易这种灰心丧气，非常的挫败感。
But it also
但是另外一方面
avoids the kind of laziness.
也要避免那种懒散，就是说
it is this constant pursuit.
这是一个不断的继续的一个追求。所以这就是保罗为什么讲到赛程。
See, I have a feeling that till the day he died.
我觉得保罗只有到他死的那天。
In fact, more than a film, Paul wrote Philippians 3.
保罗写腓立比书的时候
he thought he was near death.
他已经知道自己离他离人生的终点已经不远了。
He had a few more years, but he doesn't know this.
但是他实际上还有几年，但是他当时不知道。
To the day he dies, I think Paul could have written the words in Philippians 3.
然后我觉得直到保罗死的那天，他都可以写下腓立比书第三章的话语。
The morning they executed him.
在他处决他的那天早上。
That morning he could have said.
在那天清早，他可以说。
I am not yet perfect.
我还没有完全
I'm perfect.
但是呢我是我们中间的完全人
You understand?
了解吗
I haven't yet arrived.
我还没有到达
But God has already put me on the right path.
但是神已经把我放在这个正确的这轨道上我正在走向那个目标
That gave him a kind of peace.
那给他心里边一种平安
In this whole process.
在这整个过程中他是大有平安的
He understood.
他了解
I have been given the gift that we read about in Hebrews 10.
他就是神已经给了我们在希伯来书第十章的那个恩赐。
With his death, Christ has perfected for all time.
然后因着耶稣基督的死，他已经一次使我们完全，永远得以成全。
Who? Those who are being made perfect.
就是那些得以成圣的人。
It's already done.
已经是一件成就的事。
And it's still in the process of being done.
然后也在正在成就的过程中。
We have to quit.
You can still have a few minutes.
We'll have choir practice.
然后我们现在就先停下来，要有。
So that the choir will become more perfect.
这样自然可以更完全。
Not as though they are already perfect.
不是他们现在已经完全了。
Don't quote that verse to the choir. It'll discourage them. But here's how I hope this will look in your life this week.
我觉得在你的生命中，这个星期看的是这样的。
You will enjoy.
你可以就可以享受
the wonderful peace.
这个奇妙的这个平安
of saying
就可以说
through Christ I have been made holy.
借着耶稣基督我已经完全
And then
然后
you will enjoy the wonderful challenge.
你也会享受这个很棒的这个挑战
through Christ.
就是借着基督
I am being made holy.
我也正在被成为圣洁。
Can I have 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
I think we have 10
minutes. Okay, she's not ready. Okay. Philippians 2, one more scripture that relates.
再看一个腓立比书第二章跟这个相连的经文。
My children were young.
当我的孩子们小的时候。
In the evenings, we would sometimes read the Bible together.
我们到晚上的时候呢，我们就一起读圣经。
And Stacy one day was reading.
有一天呢，是我的女儿在读。
And She was assigned this verse.
那他就被就是正好是他应该读这节经文。
And I'll never forget her reading this.
我就
I don't know what struck her this way.
我不知道她怎么当时就这么到底怎么回事她好像就这样。
But all of a sudden she sounded like one of these evangelists.
然后突然她听起来就像那个布道家那样子说。
Because here she is, you know, 10 years old.
她那会儿大概十岁左右。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed.
他就大声地读说这样看来我亲爱的弟兄你们既是常顺服的
So now, not only as in my presence but much more in my absence
不但我在你们那里就是我如今不在那里
And then Stacy read
然后我女儿就大声说
Work out your own salvation
做成你们得救的功夫
With fear and trembling
恐惧战惊又很恐惧
And we had to talk about that
Because
what she had just read was, you better be scared because this is all up to you.
然后他好像读的就是说你要恐惧战惊啊，因为这个全在于你做成你们得救的功夫。
And I said, Stacy.
然后我就对我女儿说
，Read the next verse.
我说你再读下一句。
It's part of the sentence.
把那个下一句给读完那。
For it is God who works in you.
因为保罗接下去说你们立志行事。
Both to desire.
都是神在你们心里运行
And
是神在你们心里运行
Paul says and here's the same comparison
保罗说的也跟刚才讲的这两点是一样的
Don't quit working
不要就是说停下来不工作了就是 不努力了
Work out your own salvation
要做成你们得救的功夫
And he uses that phrase There should be some fear and some trouble I should take this seriously
就是里面要有一些恐惧战惊你要把这件事情严肃的来对待
But the reason I can do it is
你之所以可以这样做的原因就是
It is God who works
是因为神在你里边运行神在你里边工作
You have a little child
那你们有小孩子的话
They want to do some work
有的你知道小孩子他们就想要帮着做事
Hammer in the nail and dad takes their hand
你比如说他们想去锤钉子爸爸又把他们锤子就把那个锤子放在他们手里
Hold their hand and
爸爸抓着他们的手让他们锤钉子
And they say
他们就说
Mom
他说妈妈
I put the nail in the wall
他说爸爸我你看我把这个钉妈你看我把这个钉子放在墙上
I did the work
我做成你看我做了
And they did
是他们做的
But you know why the nail is in the right place
你知道为什么这个钉子钉到正确的地方吗
Because dad
因为他们的爸爸或者是妈妈就是握着他们的手这样做
Paul says
保罗就说
We have the incredible privilege
我们有这样子的荣幸这样子的特权
of doing the work of growing as mature believers
我们就是来就是要去努力有这种要成长成耶稣基督就是基督徒完全的样式
but it's not a heavy burden
但是这个不是一个沉重的负担
because he is the one
因为他才是那位神是那位
is holding on
是抓着我们的手
doing the work
在那里做那个工作
so he says
所以他在这里说你要恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫
because it is God who loves.
因为这是神爱我们的神做的。
This week,
这个星期
work.
你工作去努力。
God, where is it you want to grow me?
神啊，在哪方面你想我成长
？Where is it you want to change?
在哪方面你想我改变
？Work.
你要在这方面努力。
But then say.
然后接着说。
God,
是神在做，是他在我里面。
Enjoy the process.
我可以享受这个过程。
When you understand that, it takes a lot of the frustration out of your mind.
当你明白这一点的时候，这会把你基督徒生命中的很多的这个挫败给挪去，因为这是一个继续持续的过程。我们下个星期把这演讲。
Remember after the choir sings this morning, tell them that was perfect.
是吧？唱完可以鼓励他们下说。
Doesn't matter whether it's first grade, twelfth grader, high school, out of college, it was perfect.
不管是一年级、高中生还是大学，都是完全的。
Leave it to the director to tell them it's not yet perfect. That's not your job. Dear God.
亲爱的主。
Thank you for your sacrifice.
谢谢你为我们所献上你做出的牺牲。
It's holy.
但是你使我们成为圣洁。
God, thank you that you are continuing to make us holy.
亲爱的主，谢谢你正在使我们成为圣洁。
Every one of us.
我们其中的每一个人。
Has areas where we desperately need to grow.
在我们的生命中都有我们需要成长的、急需成长的方面。
But you do not give up.
但是你并没有放弃我们。
You keep doing your work.
你继续在我们的心里做你的工作。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Help us to follow you this week.
帮助我们这一周就跟随你。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.